This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good Monday morning here on Party Line on WILO and Boone 1027, streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Thanks for tuning in. Today's Party Line brought to you by, on the radio, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Also, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Boone, Carroll, and Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspapers. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Our Hoosier Land TV broadcast is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Wealthy Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundations serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann's Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Thank you to all of them for allowing us to bring this to you on the streaming service TV as well. Weather-wise, well, I don't know what's going on with Mother Nature, but obviously she seems to be going through something, because one minute it's cold, next minute it's hot. We're on that roller coaster that is Indiana weather, but it seems a little on the extreme. Chance of rain all this week. It is in the forecast for every day. We might see some sunshine scattered throughout part of that, but just keep in mind, keep an eye on the skies. We could have some thunderstorms that are going to drop some major rain, but right now what they're saying is it's going to be scattered, isolated, not a lot of rain in it. It's just going to be enough to be annoying all week long. I feel sorry for the guys out in the field and trying to get some work done. It's finally dried up enough that they can get some work done out in the field, but if we keep having this intermittent rain throughout the week, then it's going to definitely hamper that. But that's what's going on. Keep an umbrella handy, you might need it. Highs are going to be mainly in the 70s, lows in the 60s, might even tap out at 80 on a couple of days this week, and then we kind of drop back down into the 50s at night a couple of nights. But otherwise, yeah, clear through Sunday. We're looking at Sunday is going to be our coolest day this week is what it's saying. And that's a high of 57. So that's what the weather looks like. I'm hoping that Christine from Little Bird Lane calls in this morning. That was the plan. But until that happens, plenty of stuff going on in the neighborhood. Just a reminder, coming up here on Wednesday the 15th, the bridge on 39 or US 421, whichever way you want to look at it, heading out of Frankfort, going north towards Rossville, between County Road 700 North and 800 North. It is the Cripe Run Bridge, and they are going to have that closed for repairs. And this is probably going to last through August. It's all going to be weather dependent. They're going to be doing some major repairs there. The official detour around the closure is going to be State Road 26 to 75 back to State Road 26. So that's going to be your closures that's the main one that we have. Of course, there's, you know, there's going to be projects going on all over the place, but that's the main one for now. We just want to remind everybody about that. Also coming up on Thursday at 5 p.m., and this is going to be really cool, the Frankfort Fire Department, right here across from the radio station here on Barner Street at Fire Station 3, they are going to be doing a blessing ceremony. They're bringing this ceremony back. It's really cool. I've actually had an opportunity to see this done, and they're going to be blessing the new fire truck. So you can come and watch, and they might even let a few people help with the ceremonial pushing the fire truck into the station. It's not driven. It's actually pushed by the firefighters into the station. So this is something that's really cool. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's just kind of neat to see them do this blessing. So looking forward to that coming up Thursday at 5 p.m. at Frankfort Fire Station 3, located at 400 West Barner Street. Again, right across from the fire station. Friday at the library is going to be adult collaring lock-in from 5 to 6:30 p.m., ages 18 and up. Snacks will be provided. There is no registration required. This is going on at the Frankfort Community Public Library. So if you like the collar and you just want to collar with some friends or make some new friends while you're doing it, you can go to the library this Friday and do that. Quick reminder, and we'll be talking to Cheyenne about this tomorrow, the Humane Society of Clinton County still has their adoption specials for Easter. You can find your new best friend. These special prices will be going on through the 18th of April, so through this weekend, through Saturday. And you're going to want to make sure you do get a hold of them and find out more about that. Remember, you do have to have an approved application so you can get online and get that taken care of. Also, if I remember right, I saw where they are going to be closed. The Humane Society will be closed, I believe, on the 20th, as the staff will be attending a conference. So there will not be anybody in-house on the 20th, if I remember right. You can check out their Facebook page, and all the information is there, but I believe that is correct, that they will be closed on Monday the 20th. If all this warm weather has got you thinking it's time to get your flowers, then you need to order flowers through the 4-H. That's right. You can order flowers through the 4-H, geraniums and petunias, and the funding goes to help the 4-H kids at the county level. And you can get geraniums or petunias, $2 for a single plant or $25 for a flat, which is 15 flowers of geraniums or 18 flowers of petunias. And these are really, really nice flowers. These aren't what you would typically pick up at the cash and carry store that maybe just has a temporary greenhouse for the season. These are actually very hardy, very high. I put them out, and I'll be honest, I am not one to take time to water my flowers and everything else. I put these, especially the geraniums, I buy my geraniums like this every year. I put them in my pots around my house, and I don't look at them again. And they do fantastic. These things, they're almost, they take care of themselves, kind of like a cat for the most part. Anyway, you can get those. You pay for them when you order. You can order those online. You can call to order at the extension office, or you can get online. You can email them as well. And there is, if you go on to their Facebook page and make sure you put in 4-H of Clinton County, Indiana, because if you don't put the Indiana, there's Clinton counties everywhere. You can go online, look at the poster. There is a QR code that you can also scan to order as well. Pickup will be Saturday, May 9th at the fairgrounds between 9 and 12 p.m. So great place to get flowers. and the money goes for a good cause. So don't forget to register for Senior Olympics. Senior Olympics is coming up very quickly. Registration closes on April 20th. So you're going to want to make sure that you get that done. You can register at Dayengenda at the Frankfort location. You can register at Wesley Manor Reception Desk, the Paul Felipe Resource Center, or the Frankfort Community Public Library. You can complete your registration form, and a $10 registration fee goes with that. So cost you $10, but it's a lot of fun and a lot of activities going on. I mean, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an example here. Team Trivia, which I don't know whether or not we'd be very good at that, but I think it would be fun to try. There's also putting at Frankfort Commons. There's tabletop shuffleboard or sequence, which is a board game, which is kind of cool to play. Of course, they got bingo going on. Jigsaw puzzle contest. There's corn toss, bowling, ping pong, the 1 mile walk, which I will tell you guys, I got left in the dust last year, and I thought I was doing good, and I literally got left in the dust last year. Texas Hold'em, euchre, basketball pool. There's also horseshoes, bid euchre, you name it, they got it. All kinds of stuff going on for Senior Olympics. And I encourage you to, if you've got the time to take on, and the contests are at all different times. So it's a great time to get involved with Senior Olympics. And we got a call right now. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Hey, good morning. You sound a little bit lonely there.
Well, Cindy is taking some much-needed time off, which is good. Which means I might actually get some work done this week. But you didn't hear that from me.
I didn't hear that, actually.
So what are you doing?
You probably saw a couple stories. Did you see my story on Boar Davis, the short, fascinating life of Frankfort's forgotten automaker?
Yeah, I did see that. I did see that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird that, I think I may have heard that back in the over the years, but I've been here since 1959. But the way I discovered that is we were up at Plymouth, Indiana, and it was Christo's, I think, is the restaurant. Beautiful restaurant. If you ever have a chance to be around Plymouth, go there. And a lot of home cooking, and I was in the men's restroom, and they had this map of the United States where former auto manufacturers were. And I looked at it, and it said Frankfort, Indiana, Boar Davis. And so I did a little bit of research and put that article up. It was interesting. It was there on Kiger Street.
Is the building's not there anymore, right?
That is correct.
I was going to say, I thought it was gone.
It's in the house now.
Yeah.
It's in the 300 block. At first I thought it was the Jewel Simon building, but it wasn't. That's a little bit too far west.
Yeah.
But anyway, Frankfort, Indiana used to have a car manufacturer, Boar Davis.
And that fascinates me, the fact that, of course, although back then you think of all the, now we think of Ford, GMC, we think of just the major manufacturers. And back in the day, there were several that, granted, they had a short life.
Yeah.
It was like everybody and their brother was making cars.
You're absolutely right. And Warren Buffett, the great investor, would be quick to point out, it's not good enough to get the sector. Everybody had the sector right. Everybody knew that a lot of money was going to be made in auto manufacturing. That wasn't the skill. The skill was who was going to live and who was going to die. And it took a while to sort all that out. Even Chrysler was on the edge, you know?
Right. Most definitely. But, yeah, a fascinating story. You've been busy.
I have been.
You've been putting up a lot of stories in your spare time, because I know there's not much spare time, because Susan's keeping you pretty busy.
Yeah, that, and I know with Sam, with the baby and all, and, you know, we're not getting stories from him, which is fine. I hope that things are going well there.
Yeah, last we heard, little guy is growing well.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, I've got a couple or three in the can, too, that I'm looking forward to publishing. I'll get around to that today or tomorrow. But anyway, I thought I would point that out. And, of course, Jefferson School finally is coming down, it looks like. I got a great – I saw a picture from Rodney Mounts, a couple of pictures, and I asked him if I could use it to put together a story.
It's sad to see, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not – it needed. It was beyond needing it.
Yeah. Well, that's like – it's been a couple of years ago when they finally got the rest of the Middle Fork school down.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because of a lot of the content of these schools, they're limited on what they can do with them when they're even when they take them down.
That really should be part of the plan when somebody buys, like, an old school building. What the end game is going to be probably should be in the plans.
Yeah, the disposal, if they're going to take it down.
Yeah, what's going to happen if? And have a bond or something, I don't know.
Yeah, there should be something, because I hate seeing it in the community, just seeing this pile of rubble that is sitting there at Middle Fork. Because they can't figure out what to do with it, where they can take it, for that fact. Because I think, from what I've heard, and I'm not sure, I'd have to talk to the powers that be, but I think there's some thoughts that there's possibly maybe some asbestos in there, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Would not be surprised at all. Had a lot of memories. I went to that school for 4 years.
Oh, yeah?
4 years. Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. So I'm looking at the picture and I'm thinking, wait a second, I had sixth grade in that room. there's no floor there now.
Well, Michigan Town is getting ready to celebrate a anniversary out there.
Wow.
I believe it's 100 years, if I remember right. If I could get to my Facebook message that I got that was telling me about it. But, I believe they're getting ready to celebrate a big anniversary, which I didn't realize. They're getting the class, I guess, class rosters. Because, you know, eventually when Clinton Central was built, the high school was built, and they went to just being an elementary school instead of an actual high school as well.
Sure.
And, but they were going ahead and getting list of kids who went there for their elementary years. So I thought that was fascinating. But, yeah, they are.
Well, I remember Perry Lewis. I remember Perry Lewis, Ford sales.
Yeah.
He was the car dealer. I saw him at the Michigan Down Fair years and years ago, and Perry Lewis was walking up and down the exhibits at the Michigan Town Fair, and he had bold, bright green pants and a crisp white golf shirt. He looked really sharp in nothing but green and white. And I thought, now there's a guy that knows what audience he's talking to.
Yeah, it's actually this year would be the 120th year of the 1906 graduation class.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
From Michigan Town, which that's, you just don't even think about a school being here that long, especially a school that large.
Well, the pages keep turning. If you have a memory and you'd like to share it with us, 659-3338. I know that Melissa might have a guest calling in here pretty soon. I don't want to interrupt that, but
No, I would love to know, you know, in any of the schools, any of the area schools, because let's face it, they're almost all gone.
Yeah,
in
that's
fact,
right.
In fact, isn't this the last one?
Yeah, the last one, the Mulberry.
Yeah.
At least in the Clinton Prairie School District, because Colfax is down, and Antioch, Jackson is down, Jefferson now coming down.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Michigan Town's up, but Forest is already gone. Beard was a small school, but it's gone. Middle Fork's gone now.
I took a brick from Wink Jagger's Chevrolet, put it on a little plaque with a pin holder. I put together a pin holder for Wink, and it said the dealership that Good Service built or something, and then it had a brick from, I found the best brick I could find from when they were tearing down the Wink Jagger's building. It used to be Dorner Chevrolet years ago.
Right, yeah, I remember that. Barely, but I do remember it. But, yeah, and I just found it interesting. They're having the 72nd Michigan Town High School Alumni Luncheon is going to be in May, first part of May, but they're getting, Janet Klein is actually getting all the information for all the different classes, even the elementary classes, because it is the 120th year of the schools, you know, kind of celebrating it. So,
and by the way, before I forget, I plan to do a Hoosierland TV broadcast of the blessing of Engine Company 3.
Yeah, I just got done talking about that coming up at 5 p.m. on Thursday.
And I also plan to, at this point, do a Hoosierland TV broadcast of the Mayor Board meeting as well.
Okay.
So those are, and you said I was busy. Now I just committed myself busier.
Yeah. So much for retirement, huh?
Yeah, right.
You and Susan would both go crazy, though, if you retired completely. I mean, let's face it. You would. Neither one of you can sit still long enough for that.
When I was a young man, I took great pride in the fact, if you look at the Clinton Prairie, my senior picture in Clinton Prairie, I had the most stuff listed under my picture. I would count the letters. You know, I was probably too prideful, but I was involved. Always have been involved in a lot of things. I had more letters than anybody else.
I got a question for you. When you guys graduated in your senior book, yearbook, did you guys put like most likely to? Did you have those anywhere?
We did not. We did not. But we had some really exciting things come out of the class of 72 at Clinton Prairie. I know that Dick Holloway. I've been to his house down in Georgia, but he ended up being, I think, a major in the Navy. He graduated from Annapolis, and he represented all of the Union pilots for Delta.
Okay.
If there was an infraction, like somebody came on and they had a little bit of alcohol in their breath or something, instead of turning it into the FAA, because then it'd get all, guy could probably lose his license. Dick was the one that all this stuff was turned into. And he said, look, he got one more chance, and then we're going to turn all the paperwork over. You know, he would be the bridge, the go-between, between all of the pilots at Delta and the FAA. And so that was an interesting job.
Well, today is National Scrabble Day. Are you a Scrabble player?
Well, my mother was. She would... She would come up with words like what's the Quixotic or something, you know, like
sure.
Don Quixote. I mean, I don't know where she got her words, but all of a sudden she'd get about, you know, 68 points. And my mom was pretty good at that.
It was invented in 1933. It was first called Lexico, and they changed the name to crisscross words, and then finally by 1949 they had settled on Scrabble, and it's been that ever since.
Well, it's a game you could learn at, you know. It seems like a lot of the video games I'm not sure you can learn at, but Scrabble, you can. It was learning disguised as fun.
Yeah, you definitely had to use your brain to play it, that's for sure. Today is also National Thomas Jefferson Day, celebrating the third president of the United States on this date of his birth in 1743.
Wow. I went to Monticello.
Yeah.
And it was very, very impressive. Very impressive. He was quite a man. He died on the same day that Adams did.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah, 4th of July. 4th of July. They both died on 4th of July.
Yeah, and I mean, what a day to die on, you know? For their part of history.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't like each other too much, but they finally got... One was a Federalist, and one was a Localist. George Washington was a Federalist. He wanted a strong central government, and Thomas Jefferson was just the opposite. He wanted a weak central government and a strong local government, and they were fighting like cats and dogs at the Constitutional Convention in 1787, I think it was. It was presided by George Washington, was the chairman of this Constitutional Convention, and it was so contentious that George Washington would not allow the attendees at the Constitutional Convention to take their notes home with them. He would say, here, at the end of every workday, he had a box, and they have it at the Smithsonian. He would have a box, and they would put all of their notes in the box. They couldn't take them home because he was afraid that stuff would start to get out, and he didn't want that, and it would all unravel. And so that's where the phrase, put a lid on it.
Oh, jeez.
Put a lid on it. He would take all the, and then he would personally take this box, and then he'd bring it in the next morning. He'd put a lid on it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I did not realize that. Well, Thomas Jefferson was quite the overachiever. I mean, he was a lawyer. He was an agricultural scientist. He was a paleontologist and studied dinosaurs. He was also an expert in astronomy and also an amateur weatherman.
Yeah, and he had a bed that if you get out of one side of it, you'd go in one room, and if you get out the other side of it, you'd go into another room. And he was hey, which way? Get the wrong, you know. Do I want to go in this room or do I want to go in that room?
Yeah. Well, which one would you consider the wrong side of the bed?
He thought out of the box.
Do you like peach cobbler?
Oh yeah.
Well, today is peach cobbler day, so you need to get Susan to either make you one or find you one.
Yeah, and that would be good. She would like that. And you know, there are more peaches raised. I think there are more peaches raised in South Carolina than in Georgia.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
You're right.
People don't know that.
One last question for you before I let you go, because our next guest is in here. Gas prices. They're saying right now they're expected to jump again midweek. Right now, national average is saying $4.12, and I know our governor suspended the gas tax here in Indiana, but if these prices keep going up, I mean, that's going to be very little help, for one. And for two, a lot of people did not realize until that went into effect, that does not pertain to diesel fuel.
Okay.
For an area, a state that is largely agricultural and...
Okay.
You know, a lot of trucking and, you know, a lot of merchandise moves that way.
Good point.
That's not any real help. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, this is why so many presidents passed on doing anything about Iran. You remember the Jimmy Carter days when they took hostages, over 400 hostages.
Sure.
And it was they've been a rogue state for decades, and this is precisely why President Obama didn't want to do anything about it, and both Bushes didn't want to do anything about it, and Clinton didn't want to do anything about it. Ultimately, when I say do anything about it, I mean substantive. Obviously, President Trump chose to do something substantive about it, but this is what you get, and it's like trying to deal with a snake, you know. And somebody's going to get bit, and we'll just see what happens. You know, you could say, well, I sort of agree with what he's doing, but I'm not sure about the way he's doing it. But everybody has their own opinion on it. I'd love to explore that, but are we the bully or are they the bully? And I'm sure that, but when you take, 20,000 of your own people and mow them down?
Yeah.
That's, you know, yeah. Isn't it time to do something about that?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if the bull in the china shop, I guess, mentality. I know we needed to do something,
the only thing that some states respect, the only thing that they respect is raw power.
Yeah, I just sometimes worry about the fact that we did it primarily on our own. Yes, Israel is a part of it, but I'm not real happy with some of the things that Israel's been doing either.
Remember that first thing that Bush did, Bush 1, is before he dropped anything on Baghdad, he had, 20 or 30 countries that were signed on.
Yeah.
First thing he did.
Yeah. So, I mean, that part of it kind of bothers me, the fact that it seems like we're being kind of cut off from what used to be all our allies.
Right.
And that to me is a little troublesome.
Maybe he couldn't get that kind of support. I don't know. But,
yeah.
You know, and you can argue all day long, I think, about not what he's doing, but how he's doing it. And I get it. But that's part of what keeps them on their toes. They have no clue what he's going to do next. And I guess strategically that may be an advantage.
Yeah, neither do any of the rest of us. So, yeah.
What do you do now? I have no idea. Nobody does.
Exactly.
Well, I'll get off here because I know you have be an interesting guest.
Yeah, Anita Stewart just walked in the door, and we're going to...
Yes.
Wonderful lady.
Yep, exactly. So we're going to talk here in just a bit, but thanks for calling in, Russ.
Tell her I will be recording her, and I will do a story on what she says.
So, appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Russ.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, as you heard, Anita Stewart is in-house. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with more Party Line here on WILO.